back from youth camp. Here they are, the Shining Light Boys. Come on, let's go. Let's give them a big hand. Let's go. All the boys is at camp, every one of you. All the guys that went to camp, let's go. Oh, you've never heard such singing in your born days. All right, Brock, stand over here where you can lead them. Don't all break up. Oh, you just thought this was going to be a regular Sunday morning, didn't you? Yes, sir. Now, all of them's not here today. Some of them go to other churches and stuff like that, but you got a rate. You got a rate to be a Shining Light boy. Amen. I'm telling you, we had a time. You might see a few scars here and there. These boys really like to fight. I never seen a bunch of boys like to fight as much as they do. And every night in the dorm, I just let them fight. If you want to fight, go ahead. I said, if you bust your head on one of these door bedposts, don't come crying to me. And, boy, they did, son. We got some video. You wouldn't believe it. You never seen. It was a free-for-all in there one night. Everybody just beating each other's brains out. All in good Christian fun, you know. But you know what? You say, well, Brother Danny, why do you let them do that? Because we're living in a generation where boys are getting too soft. Way too soft. Way too soft. I worry about boys that don't want to sweat or getting fingernails dirty. You know, boys ought to, you know, booger once in a while. Really, I'm telling you, something's getting wrong. Something's getting wrong with this generation. I said, it's so hot in here. Oh, it's just something in that. Something's wrong with that kind of boy, man. Something bad wrong. I tell God, I said, that's the man I can squeeze a grape. There's something bad wrong. Something bad wrong with them sissy boys. These boys ain't sissies. I can say that for them. One of them said at camp the other day, said, Brother Danny, there's one thing about it. Some of these boys out of churches might be more spiritual than us, but they won't mess with us. I said, well, hallelujah, at least we're first in something. I don't know if that's really what you're supposed to be first in. They fight, man, I'm telling you, they fight. So, but it takes a real man to stand up in church and sing, don't it? Real? Any little old sissy can sit back there and try to be cool. But these boys got up to sing this morning, and I'm going to get Lee, come up here and say something right quick. Tell them what the Lord did for you, and we're going to sing. Louder on it.
First of all, I'd like to thank God for saving me, and this camp this year, I wasn't really thinking about going, but it was a real blessing to me. I got to see these young men up here just get right with the Lord. I'm telling you, it's great. I mean, we's up every night teaching these boys how to wrestle and fight, you know. That is true. Those boys from other churches, they may be more spiritual than us, but they better not talk about us. Oh, yeah. We'll get them back. But, yeah, it was great, especially that Friday night service. Oh, God. I love that. But I really got to letting me go, and it's a real blessing to me. And all y'all young guys, y'all really need to go next year.
Amen. Definitely. Amen. All right. Shining Light boys now. Here they go. They're going to sing. First and last verse, Amazing Grace. You better be glad you're here this morning. You're a special bunch of people. Amen. Say, old Lee Fair told me, he said, it takes more guts to stand up in church and say something like that than it does to wrestle in front of how many people in there? Thousands of people. He said, I'll get out there in spandex and wrestle thousands in front of thousands. I said, I ain't getting in spandex in front of nobody. ain't no spandex. Things ought to be against the law, bless God. But anyway, it takes a real man to stand up in church and sing. Any of you bring your spandex next week and give us a testimony. All right, here we go. They're going to sing. You're really going to get a blessing out of it.
Yeah!
did pretty good there, didn't he? That clap wasn't as loud as I thought it'd be, really. But, boy, they did good there. I'm telling you, I appreciate it. Can you imagine? Can you imagine what these guys are facing? Can you imagine? We can't even imagine what they see. And it's a different generation, but it's a different world we live in the last than it was 20 years ago. Thank God for them. Appreciate them, boys. All right, y'all can have a seat. Let's give them a big hand there. Amen.
We'll leave the light on for you.
Amen. That was a saying all week. I forgot about that. Everybody went to camp. Let's do that. Everybody in here, and I'm talking about you girls, too, now. I want to hear your big mouths. I know you got one. Let's all try. All right, ready? On the count of three. Thank you, Miss. Ah, y'all. What's wrong with you? I said on the count of three. One, two, three. What did I say? All right, here we go. Come on, kids. All right, everybody win. Ready? One, two, three. There you go. We'll leave light on for you. That's our saying. That's our little saying. One of these days, just like Motel 6, you'll be out there tired, traveling up and down the road somewhere, and you're going to say, you know, that little church over there said they'd leave a light on for me. And it'll be on. It'll be on. Proverbs chapter 1. Open your Bible, please, to Proverbs chapter 1. Proverbs chapter 1. The book of Proverbs chapter 1. I made them boys read Proverbs this week. They read a chapter of Proverbs every morning. And a young man gets wisdom by studying the book of Proverbs. That's why it was one of the main reasons it was written. But look at Proverbs chapter 1, and for time's sake, I'm going to begin with verse 28. Chapter 1, verse 28. Then shall they call upon me, but I will not answer. Was the Lord saying this? They shall seek me early, but they shall not find me. For that they hated knowledge and did not choose the fear of the Lord. They would none of my reproof. They despise none of my counsel. They despise all my reproof. Therefore shall they eat the fruit of their own way, and shall be filled with their own devices, or filled with their own devices. For the turning away of the simple shall slay them, and the prosperity of fools. Look at the bottom part of that verse again, 32. The prosperity of fools shall destroy them. Boy, that's a verse. The title of the message is in that verse. The prosperity of fools destroy them. Nowhere in the Bible does it say that prosperity is wrong. Nowhere in the Bible, some people have a mistaken idea about that. Nowhere in the Bible does it say it's wrong to prosper. Some people look at people who make a good living or make a lot of money and say, oh, boy, and only they're wicked. It doesn't mean they're wicked. It just means you're maybe jealous or too lazy to work yourself. If somebody works hard for what they get and they've earned it honestly, they're entitled to everything they've got. Really. There's nothing wrong with having a lot. And, there's nothing wrong with somebody owning a lot of property or houses or land. But this morning, the Bible says the prosperity of fools will destroy them. So it's nothing wrong with being prosperous. It's being a fool what gets you in trouble. If God blesses a man or a nation or a church or anybody with a whole lot, and they don't know how to handle it, and they're a fool, then that turns out to be destruction. He didn't say prosperity would destroy you. He said the prosperity of a fool would destroy him. Now, prosperity is what will tell you what a man is. You let a man get ahead a little bit, and you'll find out what kind of person he is. You know why most people ain't got nothing? God can't trust them with nothing. Really, that's the truth. Well, years ago, they used to have a song. I remember when I was little, my sisters listened to it when I was growing up, and the song said, people sure act funny when they get a little money. Yes, they do, y'all. Anybody ever heard that song? Anybody heard that song besides me? Okay, remember that song? It was old Lou Rawls or James Brown or one of them that say, people sure act funny when they get a little money. Yes, they do, y'all. People, then they'd say, people sure do thrill when they get a dollar bill. Yes, they do, y'all. And he'd go, big old things, people sure do holler when they get a few dollars. Yes, they do. And the whole song was, money and prosperity will change a person. I've heard people say, boy, I used to like old so-and-so, but then he got uppity. You ever heard anybody say that? Uppity is an old Billy redneck word that means he's making more than I am now, and I don't like it. He made profit. There is nothing wrong with prosperity. Nothing. Nothing. If Solomon was one of the best men in the Bible and one of the richest men in the Bible. Listen, King Solomon could have hired Bill Gates to clean his front porch off. Brother, I'm telling you, this man, he had a palace. He had more than you can even imagine. But this morning, I want to use this in a sense of America. Americans have more free time and money on us today than any nation has ever had in history. I thank God for it. I don't want to go back to the horse and buggy days. I really don't. I like air conditioning. I like electric lights. I've heard people say, oh, it's just the good old days. We could lower the old bucket down in the well. Well, it might have been good old days, but I'll give me a faucet any day of the week. I'll take it, won't you? But if we're not careful, prosperity will turn us from God. Now, I'm going to say three things about it this morning. And then we got something else special before we go this morning. Number one, let me show you what prosperity has done to our country. Prosperity has produced a, quote, I want it now attitude. Boy, we can't wait for nothing. That's why a lot of people don't get saved. Man, you got a way you go to die before you go to heaven? I want heaven now. I want everything I've got coming to me now. Most people today want what they want when they want it. We are not willing to wait for anything. And here's what's caused this. Let me tell you what's caused this addict in America. There's never been a nation prosper like America has. Never. I'm not even ancient Israel back there in the Old Testament that never prospered like America did. And do you know what? Brother, you know what they did? They prospered and God blessed them. They prospered. God is doing America now. Well, here's what's happened in this country. Our mamas and daddies and their mamas and daddies had it hard growing up. Real hard. Back in the early 1800s, early 1900s, even the 1900s. You get up into 1950. Did you know, I can show you places in Marion, on Buck Creek, going up 80 toward Mount Mitchell, where my sister lived. There's places up there that didn't even have electricity till the mid-50s. And some of them early 60s didn't even have electricity. And so, just in the last 50 years, have we seen this boom of prosperity that the world, our nation's seeing today. Nothing wrong with it, but it's going to destroy us if we don't keep God first in our life, right? And here's what happened. My daddy had it hard growing up. Most of y'all's daddy and granddaddy had it real hard growing up. My mom, sitting right back there this morning, told me that she was, of course, you can't believe everything she said. But my mom, yeah, you can too. She gets mad at me when I say stuff like that. But I'm just kidding. You can believe everything she says most of the time. And but you know what? You know what she said? She said when she was growing up, a lot of times what they got for Christmas was an orange. Orange, man, for Christmas. Offer a kid an orange nowadays when it ain't even Christmas. And watch what they'll do. Orange. Well, give me a Reese cup. You know what? They got an orange for Christmas. An orange. Nowadays, we spend hundreds of dollars on our kids just for birthdays. And all of every kid at camp had cell phones and all that. There's nothing wrong with that. That's not a sin. But I'm going to tell you something, brother. Here's what happened. Parents grew up and they had it hard and they raked and scraped for every dime they made. And they had kids, my generation. And you know what they said? They said, my kids ain't going to have to work like I did. You mean you've heard that? I'm going to make sure my boy and my girl don't have to do like I did. And they handed everything to this next generation and then handed it to their kids. And therefore, we have a group of spoiled brats on our hands in America who thinks the world owes them something. The government's supposed to feed them. And you don't even have to work. Somebody will stick food in your mouth. You don't even have to chew it, man. They'll mix it up for you and make sure you're took care of. You can have a baby and the government will pay for you to raise and will pay you more money to have a baby unless you get married. And if you get married, you got to pay for it, the penalty for doing right. But I'm going to tell you something this morning. It has ruined our generation. produce an I want it now attitude. Don't give me this pie in the sky stuff, preacher. I don't want a way to life. Who wants heaven? We got all we want down here. We got nice swimming pools and cars to ride in and churches to worship in and food to eat. What better could it be? Don't get no better than this. I'm going to tell you this morning, you hear me today. You hear today. Prosperity of fools will destroy us if we're not careful. They developed years ago, they developed a car that ran off steam. Somebody invented it, and it runs off steam. And they said it would be just as efficient as a gasoline car and about a tenth of the expense. No gas bill, and Americans wouldn't accept it because it takes about 5 minutes for it to warm up. And we ain't going to wait no 5 minutes on no car to warm up. We'll just pay $2.40 a gallon in order so our car will start right. It's microwave. Everything's microwave. We don't want to wait. We want a quick church service. Lord, have mercy. Services are getting shorter and shorter. A lot of churches don't even have church on Sunday night. Are you kidding? Church on Sunday night? We're going to the lake. We got that brand new boat God blessed us with. And so we're going to the lake on Sunday night. Heck with church, man. We don't want to waste our beautiful Sunday of worshiping God. That's what prosperity has done to the people in this country. I'm going to tell you something this morning. The same God that give it to us is the same God to take it away from us if we're not careful. I saw a guy this morning pulling his boat going up toward the lake. I thought, Lord, have mercy, man. God, give that guy that big, nice truck, that big old pretty boat. Nothing wrong. I hope you got a boat. If you don't want it, give it to me. I'll take it. I'll sell it. But I'm going to tell you something. Nothing wrong with having a boat. But listen, you ought to honor God on Sunday and go to church and put the Lord first and do what God wants you to do. Churches don't have... I heard one church said, we have our morning services on Sunday at 8:45. And that way they can be out by 8:30 and they'll take off and stay on loafing all day long. I heard down in Atlanta, they had a drive-through confessional. Really? If you're in a hurry, you just cruise right through there, confess your sins there, and go on to the lake. They call it toot and tail or go to hell. And listen, brother, listen. You just come through there. That's the truth. They had one down there where in a funeral home, they lay that guy out there that's died, and they laid him out there, and so you come through. For the viewing, you know, you don't want to go in there and shave everybody's hand. You just go through there and look at him and keep on going, just like getting a hamburger or something like that. I'm telling you, brother, our prosperity is going to be our doom, man, if we're not careful. Listen, don't get me wrong. If God blesses you with $1 million, praise God. Hallelujah. Build us a church with part of that. That's what everybody always said. Preacher, if I get $1 million, I'll build a church. Ain't nobody else building. There's plenty of people got $1 million, they ain't building churches. You know why? Because when you get that million, it grabs, oh, I better do that. I need a little more. I need to invest in it. Money gets a hold of you. People sure act funny when they get a little money. There's people sitting right here this morning. If you would loosen up on your hand and your heart, there ain't no telling what you could do for God. But that process, it's got you. Got you in the grill like a snake wrapped around your neck. The more you get, the more you want. You worry about who you would spend half your life getting it and the other half your life trying to keep somebody from getting it away from you. Nothing wrong with that. Old Sam Walton boy died the other day. He wasn't 50-something years old. Died in that plane crash. They said that guy, I forgot what said he's worth. Lord have mercy. $12 billion, something like that. I don't know. I heard it on radio. But anyway, prosperity will get us in trouble. Not only that. Number two, prosperity has a tendency to turn your heart away from God. You say, well, you ain't preaching to me this morning, preacher. I'm just an old poor person. I got news for you this morning. There ain't nobody in here poor. Oh, yes, I'm poor. No, you're not. You might be according to some people in America, but by world standards this morning, there ain't nobody in here poor. If you had something to eat in the last 24 hours, you're not poor according to the world standards. I heard some time ago, 110 million Americans have cell phones. You don't have to have a cell phone. Just a few years ago, nobody had a cell phone. I remember the first kid I seen, Marion had a cell phone. I thought, they got a phone, walking around talking on it. They were going about 5 or 6 years ago. Now you can't do without them. I'm not saying it's wrong. I'm just saying we're rich. 300,000 adults in America die just from being overweight. Not sick. Nothing wrong with them. We have, just take coffee, for example. Do you realize this morning there's 4,848 cups of coffee drank per second in this country, 24 hours a day. That means every second, 4,000 cups of coffee are being turned up 24/7. Coffee. You say, what's wrong with coffee, preacher? It's a sin. Didn't you know that? No, it ain't a sin, but it stinks. But I never did like coffee. I've never drunk a cup of coffee in my life. My sisters, when I was little, gave me about that much coffee in a glass, and they told me it's Pepsi, and I drunk it, and I about gagged, and I ain't never touched it since. Thank God. 75 pounds of beef are consumed per person in this country every year. Well, that's not a lot. When you talk about old people and babies, 75 pounds. If 1 pound of beef makes 4 hamburgers, that'd be 4 times 75. Every man, woman, boy, and girl. Did you know there are countries this morning where the people in the population have never had a beef steak or a T-bone or a ribeye or a filet mignon? Never. Not one time. They don't even know what it is. They don't even know. Ooh, man, y'all are all blonde. Hey, listen, brother. You can tell who I'm preaching to. You don't even know what one is. I like how they built that up there in Spruce Pine. They built them a fish camp. And them old-timers come in there. They'd never seen nothing like that. One of them come in there and said, I want that flounder fillet. I guess you know the way we are. But listen, brother. 75 pounds of beef per year. 1.8 billion hamburgers per year are served in this country. McDonald's make $870 million per year. $50 billion a year is spent on weight loss. Somebody called me yesterday. They said, Brother Danny. Lady called me yesterday. She said, Brother Danny, I know so-and-so, and they went to Sears, and they bought this gym, and they paid $400 for it. And I can buy it for $200. She said, do you think I should? I said, no. She said, that's a good deal. Why don't you think? I said, because you won't use it. Them things are sitting in every yard sale in town, brother. And I say, boy, I'm going to get me one of them. I saw it on TV, and they was doing like this. And boy, they was doing like this. And boy, I'm going to be skinny and look just like, no, you're not either. Don't waste your money. Don't, if you won't even get out and walk around the block or go out and, you know, do some push-ups or do some exercise in your house, you ain't going to get out and do that. Listen, if you want to spend on exercise, Gene, meet me tonight after church. We'll all get our tennis shoes on, and we'll run up and down this road. It's 90-something degrees today. I lost 5 pounds at camp this week without trying, buddy. I mean, we run, preached every day, every night, and had shouting time, and then went and played ball for about an hour. You'll lose weight. Leave off the food. You know, look here. How do I get up here? Somebody tell me how I get up here. How am I going to get back down there? Same opposite way I've got up. Do you understand that? You know how I get up? Up. You say, how do I get like this? How do I get back? The opposite of how you got there is the way you get back. That's better advice than you get on any of them commercials. That's better than the South Beach diet. You say, how am I going to lose weight? Don't eat. I guarantee you 100% you'll lose weight if you don't eat. Don't eat nothing from now to tomorrow evening, and you will lose a pound. And you will not die. Amen? $45 million a year. I love Doritos. Ain't nothing wrong with Doritos. Only thing wrong with Doritos, it make you stink. If you're going to be around people, don't eat them. $860 million in this country is spent on beef jerky. Chocolate. Oh, glory, hallelujah. Now we're talking spiritual. $8 billion a year in America is spent on chocolate. $8 billion. And one out of the $8 billion would be coming out of my pocket if I had it. I love it. I eat chocolate every day. I eat chocolate just about every day of my life, except when I fast. I love it. I love chocolate chip cookies. I love chocolate cake. I love fudge. Mom, she makes the best fudge she'd anybody in Gatlinburg. And my daughter sitting back there, Carrie's worse than I am. If you put down, help me with some padding. Yeah, that's a good idea. If you put a ribeye steak cooked perfect right here and a pile of chocolate right there, melted chocolate chip cookies right in front of her, I guarantee you she'd take the chocolate, wouldn't you? Guarantee it. If you put a ribeye steak right there and chocolate in front of me, I'd take both of them.
But brother, I'll not leave off that chocolate, I promise you. $8 billion. And Mom told me the other day they've now discovered that chocolate is good for you. I knew it all along, glory to God. Woo! Hallelujah. We'll go load up this evening. I ate 4 Snickers bars this week and a whole bunch of chocolate chip cookies just this week at camp because I like it. But did you know there's most people in the world this morning have never had no chocolate? None. Don't even know what it tastes like. Did you know that restaurants in America bring in $875 million a day? 40% of our eating in America is eaten out. That means out of every 10 meals, 4 of them are in restaurants in this country. They build another restaurant and you think, Lord, I don't see how they're going to make it. They're all over the place and they're business in every one of them. A lot of people spend 40% of their income eating out. And I'll guarantee you there's people in here sitting in here this morning, if you'd check and total up how much you spent eating out every week, you'd be shocked. You'd be shocked. Do you realize this morning, ladies and gentlemen, that there are people in the world that could live out of your and my trash can? There's families in the world could live off what we throw in the trash. And I'm talking about me. I'm talking about all of us. Brother, God has been good to us. We better put Him first. Some of you sitting here this morning, you're sitting here today, and you're as healthy as a bear. I mean, and God's blessed you. Are you listening to me? God's been good to you. He's blessed you with a nice house. He's blessed you with a nice car. He's blessed you with clothes. And you won't even come back to church tonight and sit in here and honor Him and worship. I'm not trying to be mean this morning. That's what the book means. And it said the prosperity of fools shall destroy them. We spend $300 million a day on clothes. We spend $7 billion per year on video games. We spend $23 billion a day on pets, dogs and cats. Did you know there's millions of people now that buy their dogs Christmas presents so they don't want it, the dog don't feel left out? You need to be over here on the hill in a room somewhere. Your dog don't know when it's Christmas, you nut. You said, well, Foo-Foo wants something. Okay, let's get you a straitjacket. I mean, you know, let's help you out a little bit. Listen, you're crazy if you buy dog birthday presents and Christmas presents. Little Foo-Foo. They take the Foo-Foo and have its nails done. And other things that I won't mention for little Foo-Foo that they do. Kiss Foo-Foo in the mouth. I've seen women say, come here, baby. Shoot. You are nasty if you kiss a dog in the mouth. You put little Foo-Foo down for 5 minutes before he'll put his mouth. I'm telling you, brother, they're nasty. A dog's a dog. They might be cute, but they're still a dog. $25 billion a year on ice cream. Ice cream. There's another good one. Glory to God. If I have my way about it, and I about do, I eat ice cream almost every day. Present for Christmas. Our dogs eat better than some children do, and most children in this world. I'm not saying it's wrong to do something for your dog, feed it, and stuff like that. But I'm telling you, God made dogs different. You know why He made rats? He made cats to kill rats. He made dogs to kill cats. The other day at camp, it was rough. We had a rough day Wednesdays. They can tell you here, the devil fought all day long. I was going to preach on rock music Wednesday night. That's the night all of them got saved. And oh my goodness, it was so hot. And you finally just give up trying to stay dry or cool or anything. You just give up, forget it. Ain't gonna happen. And I was running around there and boys was getting in fights, girls was getting in fights. This was wrong, that was wrong. Hot water heater busted over here and the preachers all trying to fix it. Said, Brother Danny, we won't be in service in there with all the kids by myself. And Miss Desi was there to play and boy, we had the whole service to ourselves. And it's full moon full moon Wednesday night, that always makes it a whole lot worse. Trouble, trouble, trouble. Trouble. That's where lunatic comes from. Lunar, struck by the moon. There's something to that. And the devil was working. And the power of God fell, and we had 16 people saved. And I went back to my room, and I was going to get down. I had a wet shirt. I was going to rip that shirt off and get down and pray. And I went like that, and a rat ran out of my bed. It was in my bed, under the cover. It just went right out from where I was sleeping. I jumped back like that, and I tried to hit it. It ran under a corner in the building. I couldn't, man. I was going to kill that thing. Listen, 120 people at camp, I'm the only one that had a rat in my bed. And I pulled my covers back, and it had been having a little party there or something. Because you could tell where it was been. The devil sent that rat in here to me. Why didn't he send it to one of these mean boys' bed? The rat was in my bed. So I jerked my sheet off and just turned it over, you know, so I could sleep on the clean side. And I put a T-shirt over my pillow for a pillowcase, and I ripped the T-shirt off and turned it over so I could have... I didn't want to put my face where that rat had been. And that night, I pulled my, wrapped it around my toes and everything. That's going to be another one of my stories that I'll tell in my Pony Express message about that rat being in my head. But I never did see it the rest of the week. But I got to thinking, you know, there's kids all over this world that went to bed last night. Rats eating their fingers and their hands, crawling across their legs at night. I'm not talking about two or three. I'm talking about millions. 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 And if we're not careful in this country, prosperity is going to destroy us. All I'm trying to say is, and I'm going to hush, come back tonight and we'll get down to business. All I'm trying to say is, if God's blessed you with a whole lot, and everybody here's got a whole lot by world standards, for heaven's sake, let's put Him first. Let's honor God. Go to church every time them doors are open. Somebody told me yesterday, Lance said, somebody fussed at somebody for driving so far to church here, and they drive twice that far to work every day, 5 days a week. That's nothing. Oh, I would drive that far to church and drive twice that far to work. You see how people, people's mindset is? Buddy, we're after that dollar, we're after prosperity. If we're not careful, it'll destroy us. That fish goes through the water, that pike in them cold waters, thinking everything's all right. He don't see that boy with that spear there getting ready to get him. And that's what's going to happen in this country. The Bible said the prosperity of fools shall destroy us. We're going to show you something. Let's stand. Everybody stand, bow your heads in prayer. Everybody stand, bow your heads in prayer. Everybody stand, bow your heads in prayer. God's speaking to your heart this morning. Every head bowed and every eye closed. Every head bowed and every eyes closed. God's speaking to your heart this morning. We're going to let God speak to your heart this morning. Maybe you're here this morning and deep down inside you know you're saved. But you ain't been living like you need to live. You haven't given God the glory. Dear Father, I pray right now the Holy Spirit of God may speak to every heart. And I pray, Lord, that everybody here would put you first and honor you. In Jesus' name, amen. You can be seated. You might see yourself here. These kids got this. We done this at camp this week, and you might see yourself here. Turn this thing down a little bit, Brother Mike. You might see yourself here in this little thing. All right.